Good morning, and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in thy house. God's word for today, Revelation chapter 1, beginning in verse 1 through verse 20. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things that which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write on a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see that voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, and white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. The Apostle John salutes the seven churches of Asia, and declares when, where, and how the revelation of Jesus Christ was made to him, to declare it to the pastors of the seven churches in Asia Minor. We see that God allowed the apostle, who was caught in the presence of God, that he would understand what God wanted him to understand. He gave it to the angels, whose responsibility it is to make the people of God aware of what the future holds. That is, also known as the eschatological, apocalyptic Jesus Christos, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God, for your continuous and consistent love. It is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent that survives. It is the one that is the most adaptable to change. Charles Darwin. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today. Let us pray. All-wise and eternal God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, as again this morning, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you for the opportunity, dear God, to see this dawning of this new day and that with the saints of our mind, the soundness of our mind, God, and the activity of our limbs. And for that, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, and ask you to continue to lead, guide, and direct us, God, that we be who you would have us to be. And help us to be reminded, Lord God, that it's you that have made us and not we ourselves, and that you're going to never leave us nor forsake us, that you're with us throughout eternity. God, and we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought again this morning, that as we embark upon this day to go and do the things that you set before us today, that we do it with purpose, pride, dignity, and diligence. And that it will inspire you and motivate you, Lord God, to just let love, joy, peace, and happiness fill our lives, and let healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation overtake us as we go. And for that, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We ask you, God, to bless every home, God, this morning and every morning, that at some point during every day that the parents get together with their children and pray together in the home, God, and that covering their children as they go out, God, and covering themselves as they go out to drive out evil spirits and depressing spirits that will try to set up in the home. Do it, God, like only you can. We pray that they will have a God presence home. We ask you, Lord God, again today to continue to lead, guide, and direct us, God, because we know that you're our shepherd and you're going to do that. We must put our trust in it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We know that you're going to maintain our cause. And our cause, Ekosha, God, our cause is to be light in the darkness of this world. God, to help people come out of the darkness and the lack of knowledge that they're in. God, into this light and this knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God and the salvation. We thank you for it today. We ask you, God, to refresh all your pastor, preachers, and teachers today, that they preach, teach, and declare and demonstrate with clarity and understanding, God, this gospel of Jesus Christ and its intended purpose to help people that don't know and don't know that they don't know to come into the true knowledge of the intended purpose that God has provided us out of his agape love. Thank you, God. Again, God, to help us to be who he wants us to be. He provides the wisdom for us to be that. He provides the strength for us to do that. He provides everything that we need to be who he wants us to be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. And God, and we ask you, Lord God, that as we move forward, God, as the preachers teach, God, without fear, favoritism, or compromise, but they preach with purpose, pride, dignity, and diligence, God, that people will be strengthened, God, that even if they find themselves on a sick bed, God, they will continue to reach out to you by faith in Jesus' name, God, crying out to you as per the instruction of your scriptures, God, and you will hear their cry and get them out of that sick bed and back on their feet. For those that have lost their way will acknowledge that they lost their way because they leaned to their own understanding and did not acknowledge you, they allowed their feelings and their emotions to make the decisions that they made, and they find themselves in a dark place today, that you will hear their cry and get them back on the right path in life. For those that have lost their self-sufficiency and financial independence because of the things, your great army that has permeated the world, God, because of disrespect, because of irreverence, because of disobedience, because of rebellion, God, of not being obedient to your word, not following your word, God, and not being patient to wait for you to do things. God, you allow things to happen. God, but as we pray and as the people seek the Lord, particularly the household of faith, God, bring them back and bring some restoration and restore their financial independence and self-sufficiency. We ask you to strengthen the hearts of those that have lost loved ones and they're in bereavement. God, help them to know that they're going to look to the hill, and that's you from whence cometh their help. We thank you for it, Lord God. We ask you again this morning, if you'd be so kind, that you would continue, Lord, for everyone that seek you in sincerity and in truth to baptize with the Holy Ghost, God, speaking in tongues as you give them the utterance, Lord God, that they will all have the indwelling of the Christ of God. And everyone that you baptize with the Holy Ghost have the indwelling of the Christ of God, your spirit, your anointing, your power, your authority, to stand in this last day to resist the devil and make him flee, that we can speak those things that are not as though they are. God, in the name of Jesus, we too be able to speak your word and healing shall take place. We thank you for today, Lord God, but we'll be able to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus that day when he stands in the cloud and shout out for the righteous. We'll be able to hear him, and we'll rise even from the dead if perhaps we're asleep in the grave. And we'll get with those that are alive and remain on the earth that day and be caught up to meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. This is our hope and our prayer in the name of Jesus the Christ. And we believe it so. Amen. And thank you, God. Remember, things are not as bad as they seem. Nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And you got to keep telling yourself the promises that God made for his people. I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. And when we believe it, when we walk in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, when we walk in obedience to the word of God, God's going to manifest his promises in all our lives that believe. So you go well and be safe.